Hello, and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am the host. My name is Jacob. Thanks for joining me, if you are listening. And, you know, I'm going to break the immersion here a bit, but I've recorded a bunch of these in a row for a number of reasons. One, I'm having fun. But I want to cap episodes off at a certain time because I could have made a really long one, but I kind of want to build up a few. That way, if something happens, I can keep putting these out week per week. One a week, probably. Even though I know they're not very long. I love long podcasts, but, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm new here. So, be gentle. But, so I'm recording a bunch of these in a row. One, because my wife is not home. And this is much easier doing it when I know there's no way, you know. It's just me. I'm talking. It's quiet, you know, blah, 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 blah. So that's why I'm doing it. And I've noticed I've went back and listened just to see if it's fucking recording right. And there are some noises that you might hear in the background there. And maybe I'll edit in the previous episodes. Maybe I'll preface this a little bit. I don't know. Probably not. But I like to touch the microphone because I'm bad at it. I'm bad. And that's the noise. You're pretty much just hearing me hit the fucking cord of the mic. And, you know, That's a rookie mistake, probably. But I am a rookie, so you should expect that I would make a mistake or two. But so I do apologize if you're listening and you're like, well, I kind of like this podcast, but there's just this noise, and it's annoying. So, and it's not my voice. It's, you know, the stupid thing I'm doing. So sorry about that, but anyway, we will continue, if you'll allow it, with episode number 5, and I just went over to my gaming cabinet full of my games, and I was just looking around to see what I want to talk about next, and I think I've decided on a game that I'd have to say this is my, fuck, it's always really hard, and maybe I'll do an episode on top 10 games, but I will do, maybe that'll be my next one. Maybe I'll just fucking do it right after this one. You'll never know. Unless I tell you. Anyway, so this game is like, I'm going to say it's my favorite game of all time. That's what I'm going to say. And came out on the PlayStation 3. Had a little bit of zombie action in there. And, you know, a little, it's The Last of Us. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about The Last of Us. This is the best game ever. Fucking ever. I know some people don't like it. And I actually understand why you wouldn't like it. For a couple reasons. Kind of, you know, you're walking around. You're talking. The characters are talking. Not doing a whole lot. I understand that. But for me, and again, this is my podcast. So it's my opinions. For me, it's the fucking best game ever. It's, and I usually tell people this because I know people who haven't played it. One in particular, he wants a PlayStation 4, but he doesn't have one yet. And he actually bought an Xbox One because he's dumb. Not because the Xbox One is dumb, but because he wants to play PlayStation games. But instead, he bought an Xbox. So that's why it's dumb. And he had a Nintendo Switch, but he lost it. Because he lost it. I love you, buddy. I know you're listening, probably. So I'm sorry that he lost that. But he's going to have to get a PlayStation once, eventually. Or if PS5 is backwards compatible, he's going to have to get it. And the reason why I was talking about him in the first place is that I would, because, you know, you would he would ask, you know, is it the best? Is it, how good is it? Is it? And in my opinion, it is the best. And I tell people, as I've told him, that it doesn't do anything like new, but it does everything really well. Like, zombies aren't new, but it does it very well in this game. Stealth isn't new, but does it very well in this game. Like, all the systems in the game, they're not groundbreaking, I don't think, but it's just done so well, you know, that it's fucking the best, in my opinion. So, and I say a lot that it's a game that I've always wanted to play. So, like, when I'm playing older games like the Metal Gear and the Resident Evil and what have you, this is the game I've always pictured, like, that we could get to, that I could get to play one day. Or if, you know, I knew a fucking thing or two about a game, I would make something like this. And I can go into some details about why I say that. Now, first of all, it's made by Naughty Dog. It's on the PlayStation 3. It came out in fucking, was it June 2012? See, you know, guys, that's a big mistake on my part that I can't even just pull up maybe a page on, like, on some facts about it, like the Wikipedia, before I start this shit. But all right, it did release in June 2013, so I was right there. And I get, I'm not here to, in this podcast, I'm not here to review this stuff or really talk about the story or blah. I'm not. What I want to do is just talk about why I love this shit. And Naughty Dog previously was making Uncharted games, and the animation and the cutscenes and all this shit looks so good. And Uncharted 3 looks so fucking good. I think my favorite Uncharted scene was the boat on the rock, and they made like a whole fucking ocean, like, procedurally. Sorry, I'm getting off on a thing. Anyway, The Last of Us. So, the game starts, and I don't even know if I want to get into all that shit, but it just blew me away from a acting perspective. And actually, I will start by saying that I remember, so this, The Last of Us and BioShock Infinite were coming out at around the same time, like, very close to each other. And I knew that Troy Baker, I was, like, very into, like, I was watching Up at Noon on IGN, and I was starting to get to know these voice actors for all these games, you know, shout out Greg Miller and Up at Noon and Mike Drucker and Brian Altano and fucking everyone there. Nick, I don't know these people in real life, so. Anyway, great show. Love that show. And I loved getting to know the people who brought us these games, like, who were the voices. And I remember knowing that the voice actor who plays the lead character, Joel, Troy Baker, he was also the lead character in BioShock. And I wanted BioShock Infinite. I've never played a BioShock game. I've played them. I shouldn't say that, but I didn't own them, and I never beat them. So, if you switch off this podcast now, it makes a lot of sense. I don't really deserve your time. But, if you do stay, thank you. So, I wanted BioShock, but I also was like, I know that The Last of Us is my fucking game, because I've seen the trailer by now, the gameplay trailer, and I was like, there's no fucking way that this game is going to play like that. But I want to go in so fresh, because I'm all over the place with this voice acting thing. But I've played Uncharted, and basically Nolan North, for me, the person who plays Nathan Drake, he is Nathan Drake to me. Like, his voice, that's the character. Because I've already played a bunch of that shit, and I've heard him. I heard him in another game. I think it was SOCOM. And I was like, that's just Nathan Drake. So now I'm not in this game, and it was not a good game anyway, so it didn't matter. But it's hard for me to separate those actors when they sound so similar. So I was like, I'm going to play The Last of Us first, no matter what, because I don't want to hear Troy Baker in fucking BioShock and then think of that character the whole time through The Last of Us. I don't know if anybody else has that fucking problem, but, you know, hit me up if you do. But that problem wasn't a problem because Troy Baker's voice in The Last of Us was definitely different. Like, it didn't really sound like his normal speaking voice, which kind of the BioShock character does. And I tried to play that game. I don't like it. So, Infinite, anyway. So that was just a random aside that I wanted to throw in there. So, fucking, the game starts, and I hear his voice, and I'm like, alright, well, that's fucking cool. And it just looks so good, and the animate, just like, not just like the textures or whatever, but the way everything moves, like the way the people move, the way you move your character. And I've always, and I'll get into this when I do an Uncharted fucking episode, maybe I won't, because I'm not a huge Uncharted fan. I think they're good games. I don't like shooting a billion enemies. I just don't. I don't like having a set piece where it's like 50 fucking dudes are coming up and you gotta shoot them all and throw grenades. And if you're sitting down somewhere too long, they're gonna throw a grenade. And it's, I really hate it. I don't really like the first game anymore. I liked it when I played it. It was fine. But going back, it's really hard for me to play and enjoy. I bought the collection, and they're fine. Like, they're good, but they don't speak to me in that they probably do for a lot of other people. And I, you know, picking up ammo, picking up ammo is fine in a game where you almost don't get any ammo, like The Last of Us, where you're like, fuck, there's a bullet. I got to get this bullet. And then Uncharted, you're like, well, I just emptied 50,000 bullets into this guy, and now I got to go. It's different, and so I just want to clarify that. When you pick up ammo in The Last of Us, that's fine, and in supplies. But, so, I always, when I saw The Last, I was like, this is the game I want to play, because I love the graphics of Uncharted. I love the animations of Uncharted. Like, I mean, the cutscene, like, face animations. I love the way that he moves through the world. I love when you're climbing something, he's saying things that make sense. Or I love when somebody throws a grenade, he's like, oh shit, and he's, you know, it just feels natural to me. I know some people don't like when characters talk during games, but I love it. And just walking around, and he's saying things that you're seeing, like, or talking to Sully through the... I love those parts of that game. It's really the combat that I don't like. And which is funny, because a lot of people don't like The Last of Us because there's a lot of walking and talking. And for some fucking reason, I love that. I want... like, some of my favorite moments are walking through the environment, the very gorgeous environment, and having the two characters talk to each other and getting to know them and, you know, hearing a joke here and there. And those are my favorite parts. And I know some people really fucking think it's boring, but like, I would. And, you know, this just reminded me, I've heard, Colin Moriarty say a lot that, you know, when like they're demoing a game at like E3, they're like panning the camera around and like showing you the vistas and all how beautiful the graphics are. And he's like, nobody fucking plays like that. I was like, I play like that. Not every game, but certainly The Last of Us. I would walk around and go like, holy shit. And I would fucking turn the camera and I would kind of do a slow pan. I really do that. I do. I swear to God. Swear to God. I like it. I don't know. It's beautiful. It's good to admire. So I like doing that stuff. I like walking around and doing that with the characters. But then when you get into that combat and it's, you know, you got a clip of ammo, and I've never had more fun in a game, maybe Metal Gear 5, but we'll talk about that later. But going, okay, I think I attack Metal Gear and The Last of Us, Metal Gear 5 anyway, the same, is where the how I play is not, I need to do this completely stealthy, or I need to go in loud, which, I mean, I don't think that really works in that game, unless it's on easy, maybe. But what I do is, like, I need to take out as many people as I can silently, but I know I'm gonna fuck it up one time, but I need to take as many as I can out before I, you know, pop out of a corner and start hitting somebody with a 4x4. And I don't know, that's how I played the game, and I always thought it was fun. Like, every encounter I had was like, all right, what do I got to do? And usually I don't think like that. It's like, usually it just doesn't matter. It's like, oh, whatever. Fucking just throw a grenade, blow these people away. So yeah, I loved every part, like almost every encounter in that game is fun to me. And then a huge thing, and I know there's been tons of articles, especially when the game was released, obviously it was a long time ago, the crafting system and the menu, like, not even just how you craft something, but like knowing exactly your inventory from like where, like, okay, I know my pistol's here and my shotgun's here and my other pistol's here and blah, blah, blah. And knowing on the D-pad exactly where to press and how many times to press and how to get your health. It's like, it's just so seamless and so perfect. And it's like second nature once you play it for a little bit. And it's just very easy. And that's, again, the highest praise to the people who designed that. Just, you know, and I love that you, the biggest, best strategy is to run away. If you're getting shot and you don't have a lot of shit, run away and hide. It actually works. They go, I don't fucking know where this guy went. Or in other games, you know, Metal Gear, it's like, you're hiding in a locker, you're going to get found. You're hiding in a box, you're going to, this is like, yeah, you're going to get found, but you're running away long enough to get the drop on somebody. And it looks like, from what I've seen of The Last of Us 2, it's bigger and better in that regard. So I'm very excited for that. But we're talking about the first one. And so in that regard, though, the gameplay, like, I just never found it boring. I never got bored of it. And I beat that game many times. I platinumed it on PS3. I'd like to platinum it on PS4, but the online trophy is a little difficult. If you fuck up once, you fucked up. So, but I do want to talk about the online component of that game, because I don't know how much I've said this, but I'm not a huge online gamer. Not a competition guy. There's been a few games where I have gotten very invested. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 1. Played the shit out of that online, and that's the first time I had high speed internet, and it sucked because I was in the basement and I was using Wi-Fi and it was super bad, but still played the shit out of it. And you know, I don't know, I played Destiny for a little bit, but I didn't even play that with people. I just fucked around. Yeah, I don't know. Just not a huge competition guy. I like co-op shit, but a lot of my friends were on different systems, so I just never got, you know, a lot of my friends had Xboxes or they were playing World of Warcraft or, you know, shit like that. But I'm a single player focused person. I'm a campaign focused person. Shout out God of War. We'll have a show on that. But PlayStation does that shit the best. Certainly these days. And Nintendo does too, I suppose. But games that speak to me, like The Last of Us, like these games, PlayStation does well. But Colin Moriarty, again, to bring him back up, he is also in my same boat. And again, I don't know if you're listening to this and you don't know who he is. You know, he's got a podcast now called Colin's Last Stand. I'll link it to it in this episode as well. But he also does not play online and likes single-player games and likes single-player campaigns, doesn't want to play Call of Duty online, plays Call of Duty campaigns, stuff like that, same as me. And he said that he really enjoyed the online, the multiplayer, and I was like, what? What the fuck? So I tried it, and Colin was right. It's amazing. It's not run and gun, be stupid, throwing grenades. It's so quiet and plodding, and you start out with nothing. You start out with like a pistol. You got some bullets. Like you probably have like 7 bullets. Then you get kills or assists or downs, or you get parts, and then your parts get upgrades and stuff. But the real thing is, there are, what do you call them? Toolboxes with supplies around the map, and you pick all that up, and then you can craft more shit. You might run to the first one, but you gotta kind of sneak around for the rest of them, and it's very hard to. It actually is a team game, because if there's more than one person against you, you're fucked. You're fucked. It's just, I don't know. I can't really. I'm not a multiplayer guy, so I don't know how it compares to a lot of other stuff, but I fucking loved it. I compare it to Call of Duty, fucking Modern Warfare, and I don't think that's probably a very good comparison, but maybe it is, and you can let me know. But it's just getting those supplies and being like, and then putting your skills, your perks into certain things, and it's very strategic, and you can get very strategic with your teammates and healing people. And there's a whole metagame I'm not even going to get into, but basically it's hard as fuck. If you make one fuck up, if you die, basically, if you fail the metagame, you have to start all over, and then you don't get the trophy, and it's a whole fucking thing. And that happened to me on PS4. I was pretty far in, and I fucked it up, and I was like, oh, Jesus. I really just want this trophy. I would like to platinum it on PS4, but I don't know if I'm going to do that. And this, another thing I want to talk about with The Last of Us is that ever since when I first got the PS3, and I didn't say this in my PS3 video, or video, podcast, I don't have video. I would play it. I had hooked it up in my living room and watched Blu-ray movies on it, which, I should have said that in my PS3 video. It was a way faster Blu-ray player than my parents' Blu-ray player. They had a launch Blu-ray player, and it was abysmally slow. It was, I had to read all these layers, and it literally took 5 to 10 minutes, to load a fucking movie. So, and then good luck to try and bring up the pop-up menu. Anyway, So I'm playing Uncharted in my living room. My mom's, you know, I don't know, flipping through a magazine. And she actually kind of like took notice of Uncharted. She was like, man, this is like a movie. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Like, it is really good. And she was interested in it. Now, I'm not saying she didn't play it. She didn't, my mom doesn't play games. My dad doesn't play games. But she was like, this is cool. It's got a story. Like, these are, it's like a movie. Like, they're got a script and they're, it's interesting. And she's like, I like it better than Call of Duty, basically, you know? So when, and I would always show my mom the sequels and stuff, you know, just like, oh, this is what the game looks like now. And, oh, yeah, that's cool. I don't really care. Yeah, love you. That's kind of how she would do that. But I invited her over when I got The Last of Us Remastered because I was like, I think you would like this. And we played it, or I played it, and she watched like a movie and really liked it. And I don't know, it was fun. It's kind of like, I don't know, I don't think she really cares that much, but, you know, she wants to spend time with her son, and, you know, I think it's fun. You know, I'm selfish. No, she enjoyed it. She wanted to watch, or didn't mind, I should say. I don't know, and it's interesting to see how the shit goes. And then when The Last of Us 2 pops up, I'm like, oh, look, Jesus Christ, look how fucking good this looks. I'm like, God, and she's like, wow. It's really cool. Like I said in a previous episode, you know, my parents were, when we first got the PlayStation 1, my parents were like, wow, Gran Turismo, Jesus Christ, this looks amazing, you know. So I like to, every time the next thing happened, like the next, like, look at this, I'm like, I show my parents, like, remember Gran Turismo back in the day? Remember Tomb Raider? Look at God of War. And they're like, yeah, we don't care. So leave us alone. But but I played The Last of Us with her, and she watched the whole thing and was like, well, that was a fucking good story. I'm like, yeah, it was. I know, it's the best. And I know a lot of people don't like it so much, or I don't know, I think the characters are pretty perfect. And again, the story's like not really all that new. It doesn't do anything new. Just does it really well. But from here, I guess I kind of want to talk about the sequel. And I'd like for these episodes to almost be timeless. That sounds stupid. But, like, they were kind of, I don't know, they were kind of for, I wanted to give shout-outs to very specific things in games, and I guess if I talk about the future shit, and it's kind of not going to be the same, but I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. So, second game. I don't know. I don't really want to talk about the trailer or the game per se, but I want to say something like, so if the Last of Us comes out in 2013... And then they do Uncharted 4, which I haven't even played. So you know I'm not a huge Uncharted fan. I have it. I bought it for $8 on some flash sale. But I've never played it. And it looks insanely good. But I just don't. I don't. It's got to speak to me, man. I got to be in a mood to, like, I got to, like, be in that mood to play a game. And I'm not in that mood, so I'm not playing it. But anyway, and then God of War came out. And I was like, eh, fuck everything else. And I'm not saying they came out around the same time. I'm saying I bought it, and then I didn't play it, and then God of War came out, and then I was like, well, I'm not playing anything else until I platinum this game. Anyway, so, you know, Uncharted 4 comes out, looks great, and I was always, like, secretly hoping, not secretly, but, like, I hope they make a sequel, and I don't care if it's a direct sequel or a different... But I want to go back. I want to play that game again. I want to play that those systems, that menu, you know, that, or that, you know, that crafting system. I want to fucking play that again. And I'm very, very happy that we get to do that. And they didn't move on to something else. And then it was pretty obvious they were going to make a sequel and sold like a fucking lot. So, but I don't know. I think, I don't know if I could be disappointed in a sequel, because I know people are like, oh, this game's perfect. We don't have to do a sequel. We could just do something else. You're going to ruin it. But I'm not looking for anything else but being with those characters, but the way that studio, Naughty Dog, tells stories, and the way their games play, and the way you're walking around the environment and seeing things, and then your characters are reacting to it, and I want to do that again, and I want to do it in a story like that. I don't want the Uncharted, and again, I haven't played Uncharted 4. It could be more like, it could play more like Last of Us. I'm way out on a limb, you know, talking shit, because I don't know, but, you know, I want to play The Last of Us again, just a new thing, so I'm excited for it. There's no release date yet, so who knows when it'll come. But you better believe I'll be buying that shit day one. And, yeah. So, and if there's a, and I believe there is going to be a multiplayer, and if there is, you know, and, you know, and then a bunch of people listen to this podcast and go, hey, this guy's not so bad. Maybe we could play together, and we could be friends. And, because I have friends, but they don't fucking play The Last of Us. And they, you know, I got friends on PlayStation 4 now, and they're playing Fortnite or some shit. And I'm like, no. No. So, you know, maybe, hey, Sean, I know you're listening. You go buy that fucking PS4. Get a Pro. Get the 5 if it's backwards compatible. We'll play The Last of Us together. You know, your kids, you know, put them to bed early. Make them do chores. Do what you got to do. We could, you know, we could run this shit. All right? Okay. Thank you if you've made it this far into my podcast. Appreciate it. Again, if you would like to tell me that you like the podcast, or that you don't like that I hit the mic a bunch and I made loud noises, but you like the content otherwise, and you go, I can relate to you because I did those. I like that The Last of Us too. And I actually pan the camera real slow. Like I'm a developer showing off at E3, but I'm just at home. You know, if you do that, why don't you go ahead and tell me about it on the Twitter. It's at PopCon Jacob, PopConJacob. Or don't really care. But if you do, I'd be happy. And I'll be back next week.